On February 19th, we'll experience a supermoon, which is not a term used by astronomers. It was only coined in 1979, and the mass media only started using it a few years ago to mean either the closest moon of the year or even the second or third or fourth closest moon. Last month, the total lunar eclipse was called by many media outlets a supermoon eclipse. But in truth, that wasn't the closest moon of the year. This is coming up on February 19th. This all comes about because the moon's orbit is not a circle, but an ellipse, so that it's at a different distance from us each day. Astronomers have always called its monthly closest approach and farthest approach perigee and apogee, and usually nobody paid any attention to that. After all, the moon doesn't look any bigger when it's at its closest. Some websites have tried to show a difference by presenting the moon's apogee and perigee appearance side by side. When this is done, the 14% difference is obvious to the eye. But in real life, we never see the largest moon standing alongside the smallest moon. Instead, on Tuesday, we will see the year's largest moon and will merely compare it in our minds with the way we remember the moon should look. When we do that, which means we're comparing the largest moon to just a normal moon, we can perceive no difference at all, because the difference is only 7%, too small for the eye to detect. Nor does a supermoon usually create noticeably bigger tides. Now, if I seem to be playing down the supermoon, you're right. Instead, consider this amazing feature of its orbit. Of all the dozens and dozens of moons in our solar system, ours is the only major moon that does not circle around its parent planet's equator. Our moon ignores Earth's tilt and circles us in the same flat disk plane that the planets orbit the sun. Because of this, the moon sometimes appears straight up in strange places like South Florida. So the moon's orbit is super in one sense. It's super weird. For Strange Universe, I'm Bob Berman.